The final thing I want to ask you about is the issue of supportive care of the patient with pancreatic cancer, and particularly metastatic pancreatic cancer, and palliative care. Any sort of important points in that arena that you think are important to emphasize in terms of general medical oncology?
I think that there are many important points. Number one is, way too often we have patients that come to our office in pain, in excruciating pain, or with uncontrolled pain, and their performance status is a 3, and they can't do anything and get by with their daily activities because their pain is not controlled. And sometimes if we make the decision of whether to even treat the patient based on the fact that they have a poor performance status from uncontrolled pain, that means we are neglecting to offer these patients meaningful treatment. And if we were just to control their pain better, we could get the patient to be in a good enough state of health to tolerate chemo. So I think the pain aspect, I cannot emphasize it enough how crucial it is that we do the best effort, whether it's with the normal analgesic medications that we use, whether it's with a nerve block, if it's especially in the celiac plexus distribution, epigastric or back pain. Sometimes patients benefit from having a celiac plexus neurolysis or a nerve block, so to speak. The other aspect that I think it's extremely important is the patients that have pain because they eat and they get full right away and bloated and gassy. And sometimes we don't recognize that pancreatic enzyme insufficiency contributes a lot to discomfort and pain and the ability to even have a good, adequate PO intake. So we immediately have to ask our patients, do you have gassiness, bloating after you eat? Do you have diarrhea, rushing to the bathroom within an hour after you eat? Because those are signs of pancreatic insufficiency that we can really help with by administering pancreatic enzymes with each meal to support the patient. And oftentimes we see their pain and their digestion gets much better. And they are very, very grateful oftentimes for addressing this concern. So I think pain and pancreatic insufficiency are huge issues that we have to resolve.
What about the issue of, quote, early palliative care? This has been looked at, I think, initially in lung cancer and then many other cancers. Obviously, pancreatic cancer, metastatic pancreatic cancer often has a rapid downhill course like lung cancer, a lot of palliative problems, as you mentioned. What do we know? You know, in lung cancer, there's thought that maybe these patients should be referred even if they're asymptomatic when they have metastatic non-small cell. There are actually data suggesting maybe the patients even live longer. Do we know anything about this as it relates to pancreatic cancer?
I don't think we have firm data regarding specifically pancreatic cancer, Neil. But I think that there is obviously a huge effort for, again, especially in academic centers, and I hope also in the community setting, to have these patients being evaluated by a palliative care team of nurses, nurse practitioners, even physicians, if physicians are available, right away at the first sign of diagnosis or whenever the patient actually presents to the clinic. And that's what we do. All of our newly diagnosed metastatic cancer patients that come through our pancreas clinic, they see the palliative care team on the spot the first day.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Pancreatic Cancer Update.